Track 49.
Right, Eddie, if you go through the main issues in this outsourcing agreement, then I'll get Jan to draft the guidelines tomorrow morning, OK?
Sounds good to me, Oksana. It's a question of giving ourselves the right image. Basically, we can't afford the sort of bad publicity we had last year when the media suggested our suppliers were treating staff badly. We need to look at everything to do with working conditions, minimum age, working hours, safety, that sort of stuff.
Yes, well, let's start with minimum age. I guess that'll be the usual over 16 the day they join the company.
Yeah, nobody under 16. And I mean nobody.
Okay, agreed.
Regarding working hours, our suppliers need some flexibility, but we need to stick to a maximum of 12 hours in any one shift and at least a half-hour break every 4 hours.
OK, so that's no more than 12 hours at a stretch and a half-hour break every 4 hours. Now, what about safety?
Well, in fact, I'm going to have to get back to you on that because I don't have details of all the machines they use. But basically, it's a question of ensuring that all the machines have the necessary guards and that the operators use them. The other thing is that they must give all employees protective gloves, of course. Still, you can ask Jan to draft the basic clause and I'll get back to you with the details.
Great. Now, let's see. Accommodation, company dormitories and so on.
Well, things are generally improving, but I think we should insist on a minimum personal space of 6 square metres and...